It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
After the message, I said, now, I want to pray for you. If any person is sick, man, come this line. Ladies, come this line. I made the two lines. And I knew all the husky boys, very strong wrestlers and bodyguards. I told them to you, take control of these people. I don't want them jumping onto the pulpit. They said, okay. Here one man comes running from the end, and he jumped to the pulpit. These people didn't have time to hold him. I thought he might be breaking my head or something. I said, sir, what can I do for you? He said, I was standing there and listening to your message. And God touched me. And I'm healed. I said, what was your sickness? He said, somebody was playing drum in my head for 13 years. And I was getting crazy. But I heard your word and about Jesus. My sound is gone. I feel peace. Then I said, what do you want me to do? He said, lay hand on me and pray that this thing should not come back again. Amen. And so I prayed. And when he gave the testimony, people line up. Point I'm making, I started meeting evening 6 until midnight. 12:30. And after that, I went out and I told these people, handle the crowd. And I went to that doctor's place and they gave me the room. And the people came there 1 o'clock. Send this man down to pray for us. They said, now the man is tired and he has to go to another town. What town is going? 25 miles. We gave the address. There we are going. Before I went to the town, people were lining up there. What I'm trying to say, once one person get healed, other people will get faith, and they will keep on running. So Jesus healed this lady, 18 years, bent down, could not do anything. She was healed, and the word of God says she glorified God, and the other people start rejoicing, and many things start happening, and many people got healed, delivered, and set free. Verse 18, Luke 13:18.
Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened.
What should I say the kingdom of God look like? And what kind of example I should give about the kingdom of God? He said one man went to his garden and planted the mustard seed. Do you know how mustard seed is? Very small. He said plant a mustard seed. And that seed became a tree. And the birds start coming and nesting there. That's the one example. And then he said, there is a one lady took maybe 3 pounds of wheat or any flours, and she hid some leaven in it. And within a short time, that puffed up and became a big dough. What Jesus Christ was saying, he said, this is the way the kingdom of God is. One lady got healed, and the news went, and many, many people got healed. So one person comes to the kingdom of God from one town. Many people will come from that town. Jesus Christ had how many disciples? 12. And he had 70 more disciples in book of Luke, chapter 10. But all those 70 disciples walked away. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, you have to drink my blood and eat my flesh. They said, we don't want to hear this. They walked away and never walked with him again. From 12, One was Judah, betrayed Jesus. So how many disciples? Actually, 11 disciples. And they gave their life for Christ. You read about each and every disciples, they were martyred. Not a single disciple died natural death. What that shows, if they didn't believe Jesus Christ was the real God, they will not give their life. So they gave their life for Christ. And now today, not only 11 cities, but the whole world knows about Jesus Christ. There is not a part in the world that the gospel is not preached. We are preaching the gospel through the radio, television, internet, printed pages. And just I heard last week or so, the new translation of the Bible is done for one of the African tribes. So what I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ said, this is just like a mustard seed, you plant it, and becomes a big tree, and many birds come for shelter. Christianity is the only one religion in the world. All religious people, Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, agnostic, any person comes to Christ. He said, I will never cast you down. All people are welcome in Christianity. And when they come, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And only Christianity is the bread basket for the whole world. When the disaster comes, the Christian people run first to give them food, give them shelter and help. So what Jesus Christ is saying, small little mustard seed grows like a big tree and the birds come to nest there. So that's the way the kingdom of God is. All people are welcome. Jesus Christ said, oh, heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Let's go back to the book of Luke, Luke 13:22.
And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Now here one man comes, listen to all this preaching, and he says, Master, let me ask you, are there very few people will go to heaven? Now this is a good question. Why you worry about others? You worry about yourself first. Somebody says, if you're not going to church, I'm not coming. Or if my family doesn't believe in Jesus, I don't want to believe. That's not the God's will. We have to say, I want to believe Jesus Christ. The word of God says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and what? You shall be saved and your household. So some one person has to come out of the family to receive Jesus Christ. So he says, are many people are going to go to hell or something? What Jesus Christ says, you do what you do. Strive to enter into the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to go. So what he's trying to say? You want to go to kingdom of God? Do it yourself. Don't look for another people. First, I want to get saved. Before you try to save others, and you are going to be lost. There are people, we just learned other day, Jesus Christ says, log is in your eyes, and you are looking some dust in your brother's eyes. Will not work that way. You try to straighten out your life. You try to enter into the kingdom of God first. Then you have a message to other people. He says, many people will try to enter in. They will be not able to do it. We will learn a little bit more. Let's read verse 25.
When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are.
The time is ready right now. The door of the kingdom of God is open right now. Do you know when Jesus Christ came and he stretched his hand on the cross, What he was trying to say? Come unto me. The door is open right now for the kingdom of God. Do you know when the door will be shut? When the church will be gone and the door will be shut. Very few people will be make it because they have to give their life for Christ. In Matthew chapter 25, we have a story about the 10 virgins. Now you go home and read that chapter. In that chapter, he says there were 5 wise and 5 foolish. Wise one took the extra oil, foolish one didn't take it. Midnight cry came, but bridegroom is coming. So they straighten out their lamps and they want to go to meet the bridegroom. The foolish one said, oh, we don't have oil. Could you give it to us? They said, no, because we don't know it will be sufficient for you and for us. Go to the shop and bring it. But when they come back, the door was shut. And they start knocking and say, who are you? We don't know you. And so somebody says, how come God doesn't know somebody? God knows everybody. But when you're living in sin, he takes you out of his mind. When you're a sinner, you confess your sins and your sins are forgiven, then he sees you as a righteous. The sin label is out because he sees you as a child of God. The same way if somebody is sinner, God sees him nobody because he is not belong to his kingdom. And so he will knock and knock and nobody will open. Do you know the Noah? How many years he preached, do you know? 120 years. He preached that rain is coming. Repent, come, I made the ark for you. They start laughing and making fun of him. But just think, some people work on the ark or some people made fun of him. But when the rain start coming, what would happen? They will run to ark. Say, Noah, please open the door. Now I believe you are saying about rain. But he has no power to open the door. Why? Read Genesis chapter 7, verse 16.
And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in.
Who shut the door? The Lord shut the door. Noah has no power to open it. God shut the door. So now the door is open. Jesus Christ says, I love you. St. John chapter 1 verse 17. Do you know what he says? He says, the law came by Moses. But the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So now the grace of God is available. And if people deny the grace of God, the one day the door will shut. And you come and knock, say, I don't know who you are. Let's go back to the Luke chapter 13. Start reading from verse 26.
Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last.
Now here Jesus Christ is giving us an opportunity. He is trying to say, you know what? This is the chance for you to come to the kingdom of God, receive the salvation, and give up your sinful life. There is a chance. But if somebody says, well, I'm a Christian, and I went to church many years and I know everything and someday I might repent or maybe I'm a good person, I did so many good things. In the book of Ezekiel, he says, chapter 33, we read a couple of verses. Verse 8 and 9. The word of God says there are people are sinning. Somebody has to go and tell them. Otherwise, their sin, God will ask us. And he says, if you tell this person, then he's responsible for his sins. Please read. Ezekiel 33, verses 8 and 9.
When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, for thou hast delivered thy soul.
Verse 19.
But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby.
So what is the word of God is saying? It is our job to tell somebody. I said a few minutes ago, people are not going to repent automatically. You have to tell them to repent. And if they repent, God will forgive them. But there is another man, the word of God saying, oh, I'm a righteous. I go to church. I'm born again. I know the Bible. I know everything. See what happens to that person. Reads the Ezekiel 33, verse 18.
When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby.
See what it's trying to say. If you are a righteous man, you know the Bible, you go to church, and you don't listen. You keep on committing sin and thinking, I'm a good man. The other people, they don't go to church. I go every Sunday. I give my tithe. I pray. I tell somebody about Jesus. Jesus will automatically bless me. He said, no. You think you're righteous, and you start committing sin, the one day will come, and you will die, and you'll go to hell. That's what it is. So we cannot play game with God. He's saying, I will say to those people, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. And he says, you will be there where gnashing the teeth, grinding their teeth with the pain in that hellfire. And that's what he says, many people, they will be seeing the Abraham, the Isaac, and Jacob, and all of the prophets sitting in the kingdom of God, and you are thrown out. Somebody says, when we die, we can see that. Yes, there is an example. Book of Luke, chapter 16. We don't have time. There is a story about the rich man and Lazarus. The Lazarus died, the rich man died. Rich man goes to hell. Lazarus goes to the bosom of the Abraham. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 16, and read verse 23.
And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
See, who is it? This rich man now is in a hell, and now he is lifting his eyes and see Abraham and Lazarus. So Jesus Christ is saying, the day will come. You will know all these good people went to heaven. They're having rejoicing good time, and you will be left out in hell. Okay, let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 29.
And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last.
The people are coming from the east and west and north and south. Who are those people? When you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, those people are coming from all over the world. And they will be in the kingdom of God. And he says, you will be cast out and you will see them, but you will never be able to enter into. So what he's trying to say, the first will be the last and last will be first. That can happen to many. What does it mean? God has given a chance. Somebody says, oh, Peter did so many things and Paul did so many things and other apostles did so many things, I have no chance. He said, yes, you have chance. They are first came. You might be working in the last hour. You can be first too. So there is no limit. And he gave an example. There was a one man hired somebody for the first hour. I said, I'll give you the right amount. And the 11th hour somebody came. He said, I'll give the same amount, work. And then when they worked, he started from the last. He gave him the whatever the wages was, maybe $1 or $10 or whatever. So the first person who worked first, he said, well, I might be getting more because he worked only 1 hour. So, and when he came to give the same thing to him, and he was some jealous. He said, we worked whole day, and that person worked only 1 hour. You gave him the same wages. He said, are you jealous? I made a contract with you that I will give a $1 for a day or a $10 for a day. And you agreed. And you worked one day, I gave you your wages. That person, I told him, if you won't work 1 hour, I'll give you enough. So I gave him the same what I gave it to you. Why are you jealous? Because I am kind. You got your wages. You worked for one day, and our contract was $10 per hour, and I give you enough. Why are you jealous about what I gave it to him? Same way the word of God is saying, don't worry what Peter did and Paul did. You have a chance. You do more, and you will be the first. The word of God is saying, don't be jealous. Some pastors are jealous. Oh, that person has this many members, and I have less members. Don't worry. God is looking after your heart. How are you working? How are you dealing with your souls? Some other people, the church might be full, and the pastor might be smoking, and he might be after the service, they come to the basement, we have a liquor party. The church might be full. So don't look outward appearance. So do whatever you can, even though you are called last hour. Do your best, and you will get the same amount of blessings. Verse 31, we are going to finish soon.
The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee.
First, in the beginning we saw, one man comes, and he says, Pilate, kill some Galileans, mingle their blood with a sacrifice. What do you say? Jesus Christ did not blame the Pilate, did not blame the government, did not blame the king. Now everything is done. Now the man again comes and Pharisees, he said, do you know the Herod wants to kill you? What he's trying to say? He says, I want to see if Jesus Christ is afraid of Herod. What Jesus Christ is saying to him. Let's read the following verse. Verse 32.
And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected.
What is trying to say? Go and tell that fox. Do you know how much courage Jesus Christ has to tell that Herod, a king, a fox? I'm not afraid of him. Tell him what I'm doing. I'm not doing any harm to you. I am casting out the devils in on your kingdom. There are people possessed by demons. I am helping your citizens. So what he's trying to say? These people are coming to me and I am making them cure. Means once I heal that person, no more sickness. When the person is demon possessed, I cast that demon. Tell that fox what I'm doing. Then he will learn. I'm not a bad person. I'm helping your kingdom. But he says, you know what? I have a day to work. And the second day, means tomorrow I'll work. And there will be third day I'll working. And then I'll be perfected. Nobody understood what he was trying to say. He's saying, the first day they might kill me. And first, second, and third day I'll be in the grave. But when I come out of the grave, they won't be able to kill me again. Do you know after the resurrection, the disciples were sitting there, door closed and windows closed. He came through the wall. And he lived there 40 days. And he showed himself to everybody. Not any king's person or any priest came to arrest him again. And when he was going to heaven, the word of God says 500 people were waiting to see him depart. Not a single soldier was able to arrest him. So he said, tell that fox, 3 days later, I'll rise again and I'll be perfected. Now you see me in this body. I took the flesh of Adam. But the day will come, I will have a glorious body. Jesus Christ said, book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. He said, I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. Nobody has power to kill Jesus Christ. So he's saying, tell that fox, sit there, you have no power over me. Let's read a little bit further.
Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following. For it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem.
Now again he's saying, tell that fox, 1 day, 2nd day, and 3rd day. I'm not going to die where I'm preaching here. Because he said not a single prophet was killed out of Jerusalem. So all the prophets were killed in Jerusalem. And so I'm not afraid to dying. I'm going towards Jerusalem. Tell that fox, I'm not afraid of dying. Let's read further.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not.
And say, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, I wanted to bring you under my wings, just like a hen does, but you did not recognize the timing. Now, if you have time, time is running for me, it's almost ran. You go home and read book of Matthew chapter 23, whole chapter. There he says much more to these people. Woe unto them. I don't have time. So let's read verse 35. We are finishing.
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
The time will come. Your house will be destroyed. And after Jesus Christ left, it happened. He said, time will come, you will be saying, Jesus Christ, please come back again. And that's the time I'll be coming. When is that? After the tribulation. Go to the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10, and we're finishing there.
And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn.
The time is coming, he said. You will be mourning just like your firstborn son is dead. And you pierced me, and now you will remember. And then you'll start beating on your chest and say, oh, we did it. We didn't understand your first coming. Lord Jesus, please come and rescue us from this Antichrist. And then he will come. So, but we have time. Thank God we are born again. If you are not, this is your time. If you don't, you will have a great punishment.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.